It's Terry for Breakfast on Triple M. The Cancer Council Western Australia do a tremendous job. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, and Daffodil Day is not too far away. And on the line now is the CEO of Cancer Council WA. I've got Ashley Reid. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Great to talk to you.
Ashley, I want to talk about the roadshow that's heading around Western Australia. Last time we spoke about this, it was coming to Albany, where I was previously, but now it's the Wheatbelt's turn to host the roadshow.
Yep, it's a 60th anniversary for Cancer Council, so we are out there celebrating and talking about the great work that the organisation has done over the years, and nearly all of that work has only been possible by the generous donations of Western Australians. So we thought, look, we'll get out of the city and make sure we go and talk to people. We've been down to Albany, up to Broome, heading to Northam on the 15th of August. We'll be going out to Kalgoorlie, so just great to talk to the community and talk about, you know, the latest in cancer control and cancer myths. It's been fantastic.
What are some of the myths that you're looking to bust there, and what are some of the new innovations for detecting cancer?
Yeah, look, we've come an incredibly long way. So look, back when we were founded, the 5-year survival rates for most cancers were about 40%. And now through great improvements in screening and diagnosis and treatment, those 5-year survival rates are up nearly 70%. And for some of the more common cancers, they're up over 90%. So we've come an incredibly long way. And that's through really solid investment in research to improve early detection and better treatments. But we also know that there's a lot of mythology about cancer. The myths page on our website is the most visited page that we have, which is incredible. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. People know that, you know, you hear things on Facebook or on Google, and we really pride ourselves on being the trusted source of info. So what we thought we'd do is, as part of the roadshow, we'd get out there and talk about those myths. So look, some of the top ones are about artificial sweeteners, deodorant, mobile phone still pops up. And look, there's been a lot of research into those kind of top 3 or 4, and there's really just no evidence that they increase your cancer risk. So we're just getting out there and giving people the truth.
And an interesting fact about smoking, back in the 60s, 45% of West Aussies smoked, the adults smoked, but today only 11%. So the message is certainly getting across, isn't it?
Oh, look, indeed. Cancer Council, we really pride ourselves on some of those really long-term education campaigns. And people are probably well aware of the campaigns like Make Smoking History, the SunSmart campaign, Slip, Slop, Slap. You probably all heard the jingle. We've got the Live Lighter campaign about good nutrition. But the smoking one's a great example. I mean, even as late as the year 2000, so, you know, very recent, adult smoking rates are up around 25%. They're now down around the kind of 11, 12%. Which is just an incredible gain. Lung cancer is still the leading cause of cancer death in Australia, which is just incredible. And, of course, the Cancer Council's worked so hard to reduce those smoking rates. And, look, we're really proud of those education campaigns. And, you know, people can still remember a time when you could, you know, smoke in restaurants and smoke on planes and all those things, which we would find completely shocking now. And that's because we've just changed
behaviours. Can't imagine it.
Oh, it's amazing. But we've changed behaviours over time, which shows it can be done.
Ashley Reid, the CEO of Cancer Council WA, is here with us. Ashley, quickly, we just want to go over the roadshow that's coming to the Wheatbelt now. Where can people attend?
Okay, so we'll be in Northam at the Bridgley Community Centre on 10 a.m. on the 15th of August. People can check our Facebook page for details if they forget that. And yes, we just want to get out there and thank people. We can't do our work without the generous support of West Australians. All the money we put to research is all donor-funded. We're the largest investor in cancer research, non-government investor in the state, and that's all from the community support. So we want to get out there and thank people and really hope that people come along and we can give them some great information.
You're doing a wonderful job there. Ashley Reid from the Cancer Council WA, keep up the fantastic work, and hopefully lots of people get along to the roadshow for the 60th anniversary later on this month.
Hope to see them, and thanks very much, Terry.